Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
The power of a podcast extends well beyond plugging in the mic. So if you're ready to learn how it can help you build a big business, then I'm your best friend. Hi, I'm Joanne Bolt, and I am obsessed with all things podcasting and creating an unapologetically big revenue business with it. From podcast guesting to podcast hosting and everything in between, we're going to dive into it all and show you step by awesome step how using a podcast can and will grow your business. So grab a glass of wine and pop your headphones on, because girlfriend, happy hour has begun here on The B Word.
Hey, podcast fam, and welcome back to The B Word. For today's shorty episode, we're diving into a question that I know many of you ponder, which is how often should you release a podcast episode? It's honestly one of the questions that you pop into my DMs, and today we're going to break it down together. So let's start with the big question. Should you release an additional podcast episode each week? Of course, I've got some thoughts on this, and we're going to explore the pros and cons so that you can make the right decision for your podcast. Go ahead and think of this as a curl up on the couch with a coffee in hand chat conversation, but maybe grab your Sharpie and post-it notes to jot down your thoughts, okay? First up, the benefits of adding a second show to your podcasting schedule are substantial. I mean, oh, how can I count the ways? I added a second episode to my weekly show schedule and more than tripled the engagement that we saw on The B Word, both in downloads and in website traffic. Why do I think that happened? It's really so simple, it's hard, but it took me analyzing the numbers to get a handle on it. Simply put, more episodes mean more key phrases and SEO-rich content, making it easier for your show to be found in search engines. I'm assuming here that you're optimizing your episode titles and show notes with SEO-rich wording, of course. Now, lean in, because here's my juicy real reason for producing multiple episodes per week. Putting out 2 episodes per week also helps you stay front of mind. I've got a little assignment for you, so go ahead and try this out for yourself. Open up the podcast player of your choice on your mobile device. See how it gives you the newest content first in your library? I just opened my Apple Podcast app and literally watched the shows rearrange themselves in front of my eyes. Now consider this. If your podcast is being put out multiple times a week, that is multiple days that it can do a little happy dance up to the top of your listener's podcast player. It also means that every time they open their podcast player, they see your cover art, which is a visual reminder of you and your show. It's like driving by a billboard over and over and over again. So you stay top of mind for your listener, not only keeping your podcast at the top of their list, but also building credibility and establishing you as an expert in your niche. And let's not forget, more content means more opportunities for marketing and repurposing. But as with anything, there are cons. Time is a significant factor. The extra episode means more time spent planning, recording, editing, and marketing. Another con to take into consideration is the potential increase in expenses, especially if you outsource tasks like editing. I know that many editors charge on a per episode basis, and that can add up. Now, friends, let's ask ourselves 4 essential questions when deciding how often to release a podcast. First, do you have the bandwidth? Be honest about your time, energy, and focus. Adding more episodes should enhance, not diminish, the quality of your content. Second, are you consistent with your current schedule? If not, focus on nailing that down before considering more. Quality always trumps quantity. I'll give you a red flag to look out for here. If you're already stressed with putting out 1 episode a week, now is not the time to add in a second one. Pop that into your wish list for next year's annual plan and take the time now to develop good systems and processes to move toward this goal. I've got an episode show planner that my team and I use to stay on track, and developing it has made a tremendous impact on our ability to batch out ahead of time. Third, can you commit to twice a week consistently? Your life and podcasting schedule should align. If it's a struggle, take a step back and evaluate. Lastly, do you have enough content ideas? If you're already struggling with 1 episode, adding more might not be the answer. Now may be a good time to drill back into your content pillars to make sure they are aligned with your business goals and ideal avatar. If you're not sure how to create your avatar, go to www.podcaster.com/ICA and download the free worksheet I created to help you out. So podcast fam, if you answered yes to these questions, congratulations, you're ready to expand to 2 episodes per week. Start planning your content, providing even more value to your listeners, and creating more marketing opportunities for your business. And if you answered no, that's okay. Take a look at your process, make adjustments, and stick to your current schedule until the time is right. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the B Word Podcast. As always, I'm cheering you on as you turn your podcast into the chief marketing officer of your small but mighty business. Keep dreaming big, and I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. We just finished another episode of the B Word Podcast, and it was so good. I mean, how many nuggets of info did you grab from that one episode? I know I got at least 3. So do me a favor, friend. Hop into your podcast player of choice and leave a 5-star review letting me know what you got most from this episode. What was your biggest aha? I read every single review and I appreciate them all. Thanks.